in material life, at job, working dedicatedly and receiving promotion, is it good?
Yeah, of course.
If we see Arjuna, he was in his job the best archer. And how did he become the best archer? He did not become the best archer simply by relaxing. He worked hard. He practiced tirelessly. He would practice archery so much. So, it is, bhakti is not about apathy or lethargy in our material life. It is about making Krishna the center of our life. Krishna the purpose of our life. So, we do need some quality time for directly connecting with Krishna through our daily job, through our daily spiritual practices, through our periodic coming in spiritual programs. But along with that, we permeate our entire life with Krishna. So, we do our job and we do it because we want to do that as a service. That is also an offering to Krishna. So, karmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. By your work, worship him, Krishna says. Some people translate this verse as work is worship. Now, Krishna is not saying karma hi puja hai. Krishna is saying swakarmana tam abhyarcha. By your work, worship him. You know, if work were worship, then the donkey would be the greatest worshipper. Work can be done as a worship. Work alone is not worship. Now, work is worship is a fine enough slogan. A good saying, if we want to imbue all work with dignity, if we want to recognize that no people, whatever work they are doing, they should not be looked down upon. Everybody should be offered dignity based on their work. That is fine. So, as far as offering dignity to work and to workers, work is worship is a good enough principle. But it is not a philosophical truth. It's not that work automatically itself is worship. Rather, work is meant to be done in a mode of worship. So, but if it is done in that mood, that means I understand that this job which I am doing, ultimately I am using the talents which Krishna has given me to make a contribution. And my life's purpose is Krishna. For that I need financial stability. If I have a social standing, so then that helps me in practicing bhakti, in sharing bhakti. So if our life's purpose is Krishna, then pursuing improvement and excellence in our material life as a service to Krishna, that is natural, that is good. The important thing is that we don't let material pursuits encroach so much of our time and thought that we have no time left for Krishna. So as I said, growth is not the problem. It's a disproportionate growth as happens in cancer, that is the problem. So growth in material life is fine. But when our material life's growth becomes cancerous, it just takes up all our time and energy, not leaving anything else, any time for anything else. That is when it becomes a problem. Otherwise, the more we grow in our material life, the more we can contribute directly, indirectly, to deepen our connection with Krishna, to help others connect with Krishna. So it's always positive. Thank you.